Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Police in India say at least 23 people have been killed in a fire at a nightclub in Goa. It's believed the fire broke out in the club's kitchen. Thomas Becker reports.
The fire started at around midnight local time at a club called Birch by one of the coastal state's most popular beaches. It's suspected to have been caused by the explosion of a gas cylinder in the kitchen area on the ground floor. The majority of victims were kitchen staff. Several tourists are also believed to be among the dead. Rescue services are at the scene. Goa's Chief Minister Pramod Sawant said, according to his initial information, the nightclub appeared to have violated fire safety regulations and the authorities would take action against the club's management and officials who allowed them to operate.
Talks are intensifying on both sides of the Atlantic as pressure grows for a negotiated end to Russia's war in Ukraine. President Zelensky said he'd had a very substantive phone call with Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as discussions continue in Florida. Joe Inwood reports.
The Russian strategy, employed as Ukraine's bitter winter approaches, is to pressure the population, hoping they in turn pressure their political leaders to accept a peace deal on Moscow's terms. So far, that has not happened. Notably absent from the discussions have been European leaders. Now, they will be hoping that that will change on Monday, when Sir Keir Starmer, Emmanuel Macron of France and Friedrich Merz of Germany all meet with Ukraine's president in London, reinforcing the so-called coalition of the willing.
The US Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, has tried to justify attacks on alleged drug trafficking boats in the Pacific and the Caribbean. It comes amid growing controversy over the Trump administration's use of the military against alleged drug smugglers. Addressing defense industry leaders in Washington, Mr. Hegseth said the days of what he called narco-terrorists were over.
These narco-terrorists are the Al-Qaeda of our hemisphere, and we are hunting them with the same sophistication and precision that we hunted Al-Qaeda. We are tracking them, we are killing them, and we will keep killing them so long as they are poisoning our people with narcotics so lethal that they're tantamount to chemical weapons.
Polls have opened in Hong Kong, where local elections are being held days after the deadliest fire in the city for decades. The authorities have urged people to come out and vote, even though only 20 of the 90 seats in the legislature are directly elected under an overhaul of the electoral system by China in 2021. That came after a wave of pro-democracy protests. Beijing said the aim was to ensure that only patriots could hold office. Some pro-democracy lawmakers have been jailed, while others have resigned or fled Hong Kong. World News from the BBC. Greek coast guards say 18 migrants have drowned after their inflatable dinghy overturned off the coast of Crete. Two survivors were found and a search began for more. Greece has been a major destination for people fleeing conflict in Africa and the Middle East or seeking a better life in the European Union. Dozens of cultural artefacts belonging to Canadian Indigenous peoples have arrived in Montreal after being repatriated by the Vatican. The items, including a whale-hunting kayak, had been held in Vatican museums and vaults for a century after being sent to Rome by Catholic missionaries for a world exhibition held in 1925. The Palestinian West Bank city of Bethlehem, which Christians regard as the birthplace of Christ, has been publicly celebrating Christmas for the first time since the start of the war in Gaza. A Christmas tree has been lit in Manger Square near the Church of the Nativity, with a large crowd viewing the celebrations. Our Middle East correspondent Yolan Nell is in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem itself is so reliant on tourism that it's really been hit hard. It's had an economic crisis over the past 2 years. Tonight, there are customers back in some of the local restaurants, but recently they've been largely empty. So have the hotels, so have the souvenir stores. And, you know, people are really hoping that there will now be peace. That's what they're praying for this Christmas in Bethlehem, and hoping, too, that visitors will start to return to this holy city, which sees itself as the home of Christmas.
The Egyptian football star Mohamed Salah has said his future at English champions Liverpool is in doubt after not being picked to play in Saturday's match. Salah said he was disappointed at his treatment by the club and described it as being thrown under the bus. The forward has scored 250 goals for Liverpool. BBC News.